Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I am Emma.
And I am Daniel. Today we are going to discuss the recent changes in HMRC's R&D tax relief scheme and what it means for our members.
Right, so the key dates are April 2023, and that is when the new requirements kick in.
Yes, and the changes are quite significant. For starters, all claims will need a detailed report outlining R&D activities. The report must include evidence on scientific or technological advancement, obstacles faced, and a breakdown of qualifying costs.
I see, so this will require more comprehensive documentation from businesses.
Exactly, and it has to be submitted digitally. Advisors also need to sign off on the report, and a senior officer at the company must approve it.
That sounds like more paperwork. What about businesses that are new to the R&D tax relief scheme?
They need to notify HMRC in advance. From April, any company that has never submitted a claim must inform HMRC within 6 months from the end of the accounting period for which the claim relates.
And what happens if they don't?
They won't be able to include previous two tax years' R&D projects unless they notify HMRC in time for those periods.
So there is a risk of losing out on potential claims if the notification is not done properly.
Exactly, and there is still uncertainty about how the notification process will work. We don't know if it will be digital or if advisors can submit it on behalf of a client.
That is an important point. Now, what about the changes to the R&D rates?
Well, the good news is the government is increasing R&D spending to £20 billion by 2025. For the RDEC scheme, the rate is going up from 13% to 20%.
So that is an increase. What about the SME scheme?
The uplift rate for SMEs will drop from 130% to 86%. The tax credit rate will also decrease from 14.5% to 10% for loss-making businesses.
That seems like a significant change. How does that affect companies paying higher corporation tax?
For companies paying tax at 25%, the tax credit rate will be 15%. And for those at 19%, it will be 16.2%, so the impact varies depending on the company's tax rate.
I see, so the government is trying to make the two schemes more aligned, right?
Yes, the changes are part of an effort to combat R&D fraud and bring the SME and RDEC schemes into line. The earliest claims affected will be those for periods ending in April 2023.
What about the eligibility criteria? Are there any changes there?
Indeed, businesses can now claim on data sets and cloud computing costs for R&D, provided they have no resale value and are used solely for R&D.
Oh, that is interesting. What about overseas R&D costs?
Those are no longer eligible. Subcontractor and externally provided worker activities taking place overseas can't be part of an R&D claim unless specific exceptions apply.
What are the exceptions?
If the project requires specific factors like geography or environment not present in the UK, or if regulatory or legal requirements necessitate overseas work, like clinical trials.
Got it, so businesses need to be careful about where their R&D is being conducted.
Exactly, and overall, they need to maintain better record keeping to meet the new documentation requirements.
What advice would you give to our members?
They should start preparing now by maintaining detailed records, tracking all R&D costs, and confirming eligibility under the new legislation.
And for SMEs, using reputable advisors is more critical than ever.
Absolutely. This way, businesses can ensure their R&D efforts are fully rewarded.
So to wrap up, the changes are about increasing R&D investment, improving compliance, and reducing fraud.
That is right. And while the benefits for SMEs have decreased, the overall increase in R&D spending is positive for innovation.
Thanks, Daniel. That was a comprehensive overview of the HMRC R&D tax reforms and what they mean for our members.
You're welcome, Emma. As always, if you have any questions or would like to explore further opportunities, don't hesitate to get in touch with us.
Until next time, this has been the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Goodbye.